From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Turkish state media says fighting escalated after Turkish ground forces crossed the border into a Syrian Kurdish enclave. Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovic reports.
Operation Olive Branch pits Turkey against Kurdish fighters allied to the United States at a time when ties between Ankara and Washington appear close to breaking point. Turkey sees the YPG as an extension of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers Party, or the PKK. They previously carried out a deadly long-term insurgency in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast. The United States is backing the YPG in Syria, seeing it as an effective partner in the fight against Islamic State.
Afghan commando forces have ended an overnight siege at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in the deaths of at least 16 people, including foreign nationals. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed only 5 deaths, including foreigners, and 9 injured in the attack that began late Saturday on the Intercontinental Hotel in the Afghan capital. KAM Airlines says 10 of its staff were killed in the militant raid, including 5 pilots and 14 other employees are missing. 2 Venezuelans and a number of Ukrainians are reported to be among the victims. The siege lasted nearly 14 hours, during which all 5 assailants either blew themselves up or were gunned down by Afghan forces. Honduran security forces clashed with demonstrators Saturday in the capital and across the country. They were protesting the results of a disputed election that returns President Juan Orlando Hernandez to office. Police and soldiers were deployed across the country where protesters blocked streets. At least 1 person was killed during the clashes. This is VOA News. Blaming each other for the political deadlock, Republican and Democratic lawmakers closed their meetings on the first day of a partial shutdown of the U.S. government, with few signs of agreement on a spending bill, tangled in a fight over immigration. Steve Hines and his family are at Yellowstone National Park, where he expressed disappointment in U.S. lawmakers.
It's kind of political posturing, I believe. It's been that way for a few years, at least this last year. Which I'm for one, I'm tired of the immature actions that we see in politics. What we need is some good statesmen.
The U.S. government has shut down before, including in 2013, in a partisan deadlock over health care policy and funding. The word is that there might be another vote early Monday to extend a decision on the federal budget. During his second stop on his 4-day Middle Eastern tour in Jordan, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence addressed the government shutdown in the states and the issue of government employees not getting paid.
So know this, your president, your vice president, and the American people are not going to put up with it. We're going to demand that they reopen the government. In fact, we're not going to reopen negotiations on illegal immigration until they reopen the government and give you, our soldiers, and your families the benefits and wages you've earned.
Also, while there, Jordan's King Abdullah expressed his concern about Washington's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel in talks with Vice President Pence. The king told the vice president that the only solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is a two-state solution, and that East Jerusalem must be the capital of a future Palestinian state. The mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, said more than 120,000 protesters turned out in Manhattan to attend the day's march for women's rights, as hundreds of thousands of others did in cities around the country.
The president's going to have to listen. When you see this kind of grassroots outpouring, it means a lot. And you're certainly going to see more of it throughout this year. Anyone who thinks it was a one-hit wonder is wrong. That what happened a year ago was the beginning of a bigger movement.
The Women's March 2018 took place on the anniversary of the inauguration of President Donald Trump, and many of Saturday's demonstrators expressed displeasure with him in their signs and apparel, which included a double-pointed pink hat made popular last year by an off-color remark Mr. Trump made on tape years before winning the presidency. The women gathered to call for equal rights and pay, health care, and denounce sexual harassment. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.